question is, what is the relationship between conscience and consciousness? Can we say conscience is the communication of the super soul to the soul, and consciousness is the energy that manifests from the soul based on that communication? Not exactly. Firstly, not all conscience is the communication of the super soul, because sometimes our conscience may be culturally conditioned. So, for example, a simple example I will give, that say somebody's been born in the butcher's family, and now that even when a butcher's child first time kills an animal, there's a trouble, how can I kill this? But once a person becomes habituated, once the person starts killing it. Now later on that person comes to know that, oh, animals have consciousness, how can I, animals also feel pain and I should not kill the animals. So now at that time, because that person has been brought up in a culture where animal killing was very common, now that person may feel reservations to give up animal killing. That person may say that my inner voice is saying, I cannot stop, I cannot go against my parents, I cannot go against my culture, I cannot give against my tradition, I cannot give up animal killing, I cannot give up animal eating flesh. So sometimes our conscience may get culturally conditioned. And of course, some people can misuse it. There are murderers and there are terrorists who say, God told me to blow up this terrorist, go blow up this building. No, this can be misused. So that's why we have to evaluate the inner voice by comparing it with the voice of Shastra. So Krishna can guide us internally, and he does guide us internally, but that inner message reinforces the outer message from scripture. It's not, it doesn't militate against that outer message of scripture. So that's why not everything that people call as their inner voice is conscience or conscience is necessarily voice of the super soul. Although much of it can be. That's the first point. With respect to consciousness, now consciousness is the innate faculty of the soul itself. So chit, sat chit ananda, that is the innate faculty of the soul, and that consciousness does not depend on the presence of conscience. As I said, animals, there is practically very little communication between the soul and super soul there, at least with respect to right and wrong, the sense of right and wrong, which is what consciousness is. But still animals have consciousness. So consciousness is an innate faculty of the soul that does not depend on the presence of conscience. However, when we talk about purification of consciousness, elevation of consciousness, that can be guided by conscience. The conscience can prompt us to make choices by which we will elevate our consciousness from, say, selfishness towards selflessness. Does that answer your question?